The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are here. If you're just joining us in the Lansdowne Kenmare, we are here as part of News Talk's summer tour, an absolutely beautiful part of the country. And of course, Kenmare perched on Kenmare Bay, another beautiful, beautiful little corner of Ireland. Henry McKean, though, got a unique view of it from the water today, Henry. Is that right?
Kieran, I did. Absolutely beautiful. I've never actually explored Kenmare Bay before. Stunning. There was diverse marine life, including seals.
Diversity is important. Oh, very zeitgeisty.
And
marine life
seals,
from all sorts of ethnic backgrounds.
No. And seal cubs, I think that's what they're called. Dolphins, okay. Historical landmarks. We came across this beautiful hidden, basically Disney castle. And we were looking for a seal, and this is what happened.
And I think it might be a seal. Is that you, Kieran Cuddihy? There he is. Kieran, what are you doing in the canoe? What are you doing? You just don't know what you're going to find here in Kerry, in Kenmare. You just don't know.
Yes, that was me. I was out in the water.
I was surprised.
I would call it I think it is a canoe and it's open like that, but it's sold as a kayak.
Was it a canoe or a kayak?
An inflatable kayak is how Decathlon sell it anyway. They sold it to me.
I was looking for marine life and some natives and I found you.
It was beautiful. Mm. So I had it in the car because we were out in the Barrow last week with the kids on the kayak.
Yeah.
And it was in the back of the car. When you told me you were going out on the boats, I said, what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there and see if I can intercept Henry McKean.
Like at one point.
That was a surprise.
I was helming the boat at one point, not at that point. You know, we could have easily just mowed you down.
Yeah, you could have if you were in charge. It was gorgeous. I mean, I was a bit wet at times, but in between, it's like glass.
It's so clean. It's so, protected by the mountains and the hills. Just stunning. So, yeah, I got to go out there on the...
You met the skipper?
I did, on the Kenmare Bay boat tour. I did get to meet the skipper, and he gives the background to how it all started, and I met him on the bridge on board.
This is your Captain Padraig speaking. You're very welcome on board to Doolin Discovery this morning with Kenmare Bay Boat Tours.
So it's lovely to meet you, Captain. I was going to say it's a beautiful day. It's going to clear up. We've got to be positive.
Yes.
Got some Kerry rain there. We're here in Kenmare Bay. It's stunning. Tell us about you. Tell us about this tour. Where are we going to go?
Well, I'm a local here from Kenmare. We're sixth generation in the town here. I grew up here underwater from rowing with Kenmare, rowing and boating club, and then fishing as well with my father. And I've been down around the pier and in boats, and Kenmare is a beautiful place, as you can see here this morning, and we're blessed with how beautiful it is with the mountains surrounding us as well here in the bay. So, as with Kenmare, it's a tourist highlight for a lot of people's visits to Ireland. So it's beautiful to be able to take people out in the water here for them to explore and get a chance to see what I see every day.
So when did you set this all up?
We started in 2021 with self-drive boat hire, kind of in the middle of COVID. It allowed us to start as other businesses had to close down, so with the self-drive, it was able for families or groups within their own pods to actually explore the bay themselves. And then last year we got the bigger boat to do the tours here in Kenmare to allow people to explore, because everybody wants to go on the water, but not everyone wants to take the boat by themselves. So so the tours allows people to enjoy and bring families and people of all, I suppose, abilities and ages, and to enjoy it as a group or a family and that in a lovely, safe way.
So that was the captain himself, Padraig Hanley. Tell us about the wildlife.
Yeah, we got to see lots of wildlife. Here is the captain again.
Well, from our two shorelines here, we've actually contrasting shorelines with limestone here in the north shoreline and sandstone then on the south shoreline. And as we come out along, we've a lot of different wildlife, from otters to seals. We've all the different seabirds then as well. And on our islands then, they're inhabited with wild goats. And on one island here, there's horses put out to graze as well. And even alongside the shoreline, we can see a lot of the farming that's done here locally, sheep farming, a lot of suckler farming, and a few small dairy farms then around. As you can see by our rugged mountains here in the landscape, sheep farming would be predominantly the main farming here in the area.
So we could see some beautiful wild goats and also some seals.
That's right, and at the moment now our seals are having their pups here throughout July, so we've had some pups within the last week or so, so hopefully we might see some new ones again this morning.
We might see some baby seals.
We will indeed, yeah, so keep your eyes open.
All right, okay, So did you see any?
Yeah, so we were out there on, as you described it, as a glass on the bay with the rain coming down. And then
apparently it's often like that because, say, Dingle or Bantry are much broader, or Roaring Water, yes, even further south. It's quite a narrow bay.
It is
very deep set. So that's, yes, why it's calm even in bad weather, I'm told.
I understand Ken Mayer Bay Boat Tours.
Kerry, you know what, they tell you anything to sell the place. That's what they told me.
They can get out and all types of weather, as you said, and we just came across, you know, the tide there, and there were some rocks, and then it was announced there were baby seal cubs, and we were quite excited. It was thrilling. Patrick, we've come across the baby seals. There's the baby seal just out there on the rock. Beautiful thing.
That's right, yeah. So the seals are having their pups now in July. So we've a lot of seals here. We've the common harbour seal here in the bay. So as we explore now, hopefully we'll see some more as well, and it's lovely to see them, and they're a big attraction here as well with all the visitors.
So we're here on board Ken Mayer Bay Boat Tours. You've just seen the baby seals. What did you think?
I thought they were very cute and I loved them.
And they've swam away now. They've gone into the water, haven't they?
Yeah. I see them over there in front of the other island.
Oh, they've moved.
Yeah.
The seals are just like scared of us, maybe, I don't know.
Did they wave at you?
Yeah.
With their flippers?
Yeah, the flipper just went like this.
They were saying hi.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really cool, and they're really, really cute.
And have you seen seals before in real life?
Yeah, when we were in Portugal.
And you do like them, you like the seals?
Yeah. I think they are very cute.
Glorious day for Ireland.
And it's kind of raining a little bit, but it's still glorious.
Absolutely.
That's every day, yeah.
So that lashing rain has finally stopped, and
yes, it
feels amazing. I feel like $1 million. How do you feel, sir?
All purged and clean again, and lovely day now on Kenmare Bay.
Have you been on a boat before?
Never in my life.
You've never been on a boat? And how does it feel to be on a boat?
I think it feels very good. Yes. And I like the sounds on the boat.
You like the kind of purring sounds?
I like loads of all the like sea sounds from the water.
I'm Mick Adams from England, and this is my son, Billy.
I understand, Mick and Billy, you love to come on this boat tour. You've been on it before?
Yeah, we've been here a few times. Like, we love it, absolutely love it. People are brilliant, staff are brilliant, very helpful. You see Bill's in a wheelchair, so they can't do enough for us. And yeah, recommend it for anybody to come on here. The sea life around here is brilliant.
Hi, I'm Julia from Birmingham in England.
So you've come all the way to Birmingham to Kenmare.
Yes.
Kenmare Bay. Are you enjoying the tour?
We love it, yeah. We love the scenery, the Irish mist, the weather.
That's what you call it. Mist. Irish mist.
Irish mist, yeah. It's beautiful. We're having a great time.
Henry, what's the name of the company again?
It's at kenmarebayboattours.com.
Oh, well done.
I've been practicing.
I noticed you were like, you were learning to read every time you said it. And
it was just so hard.
Kenmare Bay Boat
Tours. It's just so hard to say. I just say I'm completely sober, even though the Guinness is good here. It's very, very good.
It is. Actually, not just Guinness. Mm-hmm. You know, across the road, there's a little brewery, Tom Crean Brewery.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, his granddaughter runs it.
Oh, fantastic.
They're claiming to make the best stout in Kerry. We're actually going to pay a little visit in about an hour's time.
Oh, amazing.
On the show. Ed started Tom Crean's granddaughter about that. But in the meantime, you also met the crew.
I did. I mean, this is a family business set up just not that long ago during COVID. It's just wonderful to hear a success story. All of them are involved. You've got Patrick and David Handley. And anyway, I got to meet some of the crew. And it's all about the crew to have something wonderful like this brilliant boat tour, including this lady who was a rowing champion.
Hello, my name is Ayla O'Neill. I'm 18 years old and I'm from Kenmare.
So you're working on this beautiful, beautiful Kenmare Bay boat tour. You are, I understand, also a rowing champion.
So I do a small bit of rowing. I've rowed in 2 world championships, one in Paris last summer and the year before in Varese. Last summer I rowed the double sculls and we came 4th in the world.
So you're like huge. Are you going to Paris in the next few weeks?
No, I won't be going to Paris. I'm preparing for college. I'm going to college on a scholarship to the United States.
Brilliant. And you love the water and you've got this job working here on Kenmare Bay, you know, looking at seals, looking at dolphins. What's great about it?
Well, life in Kenmare is, for people who live in Kenmare, the sea is so central to our lives. And I just love the water and I love sharing how much I love it with anyone who comes along. It's just nice to, when you come to Kenmare, to see what we value so much about Kenmare as well, which is the sea. It's such a big part of our lives here. So it's lovely to share that with people and share them the wildlife and show them everything that's great.
Morning, Henry. My name is Marguerite. I'm part of the Hanley family. I'm the eldest of the family with Padraig and Dave, my brother. So we're enjoying our time. Hopefully the weather will pick up, but we're waiting for sunshine.
So do you love running Kenmare Bay boat tours?
Yes. I suppose it's a new experience for us, and working together as a family can be challenging at times. But yeah, we just enjoy every time we come out, we see something different, and it's lovely to meet people, you know, whether it be our local family and friends or people coming holidays here to Kenmare.
Henry McKean with that report from the Kenmare Bay boat tours.
You got it. It's a tongue twister, isn't it?
KenmareBayBoatTours.com. If you want to find out more, Henry, thank you. We'll catch up with you a little bit later as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.